بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد إن شاء الله today we discuss du'as for protection from shaitan. Shaitan, who is the sworn enemy of man from inception till akhirat, will his enmity and animosity be there for every one of us is Banu Adam, the children of Adam alayhi salam. In the Quran Kareem, in various places, Shaitan has emphasized the message that most definitely, قَالَ رَبِّ بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, that I'm gonna try my level best to beautify the wrongs for man and to make evil seem to be good deeds in his eyes. He'll consider it to be his najat and his akhirat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other places gives us the message that Shaitan himself has said, لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, I'm gonna sit in ambush for them even on the straight path. On the straight path I'll be waiting for them. Whatever opportunity, O my Allah, whether it's from in front, behind, right, left, I'm gonna leave no avenue or no stone unturned in trying to lead him astray. How can I go to Jahannam when he's the reason for me going into Jahannam? It was because of him. I refused to make one sajda to him in obedience to Allah. I became the accursed. Before we recite the Quran Kareem, we all recite ta'awudh. Ta'awudh means a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Now that is a simple example for us, reciting a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. When we sit in a vehicle, when we sit in a car, then the first thing we do is that we take our seat belt and we buckle the seat belt. So by doing that, it means that in case anything does happen, I'm protected. In case, Allah protects. But in case, I'm safe. So that's exactly A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajim. When we're reciting the Quran, then we say A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajim. Read it with that yaqeen, that the translation of this dua, A'udhu Billah, I seek protection in Allah Ta'ala from Shaitan the accursed. A'udhu Billah. O my Allah, I seek your protection from the accursed Shaitan. So by putting on that seal belt, meaning reading A'udhu Billah with this yaqeen, now when we recite the Quran, even if something has to happen around us, it will not distract us from Kalam-e-Pak. Even if someone has to phone and I'm in the middle of the ayah, I rather miss the call but not close the topic of discussion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan is breeding all these different things to try and distract us from reading the Quran. He tried first so you don't read the Quran, but now you're reciting the Quran Sharif. So he'll try different ways to try and distract you from the recitation of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So the first dua is a simple dua. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. We all recite A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And the second dua is also from the Quran. Rabbi a'udhu bika min hamazati shayatin wa a'udhu bika rabbi an yahdurun. Rabbi a'udhu bika min hamazati shayatin وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَن يَحْضُرُونَ. رَبِّي, O my Allah, O my Rabb, أَعُوذُ بِكَ, O my Allah, I seek protection in you. I seek your protection. From what? مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ, against the evil whisperings of shaitan. Hamazat is the evil whisperings of shaitan. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ, and I seek your protection, Rabbi, O my Rabb, أَن يَحْضُرُونَ, that Shaitan may approach me. Shaitan and his crony and his army may approach me. Which means that shaitan will always try. Imagine this is the dua being taught to us. Oh insan, shaitan said he's coming for you. I am telling you, your protection is this du'as. He is coming. Just read this here. Rabbi a'udhu bika min hamazati shayateen. It's like warning a person. Listen, I've got a tip off that they are coming for you. Immediately you get your private security. You beef up the security in the premises, in the home, whatever. So, because there is some telltale signs, or there is some indication, listen, that someone's watching us very closely. Something's not making sense, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, shaitan said it. You were not there, he said it. But I'm informing you, he is coming for you. This is your protection. Read all these du'as. Rabbi a'udhu bik min hamazati shayateen, wa a'udhu bik rabbi ay yahdurun. So shaitan will always try. Even in salah, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the adhan takes place, then shaitan runs away. He runs very far. The last thing he wants to hear is hear the call to adhan. He doesn't want to hear the call to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he runs away. Then he comes back after the adhan. He runs so far until he can't hear the adhan. Runs very far. So he is running away. So where we need to run? Run to the masjid, because he is running away. Then he comes back to the masjid. The person is reading his sunnah salah. He'll trouble. You'll see, you sure your wudu is done? I don't think so. I think so your wudu just broke now. You can feel those drops. Go make wudu again. Person is going back to and fro from the toilet. Wudu kana, up and down. Iqama time, then he runs again. Because Allahu Akbar, calling to the greatness of Allah, he runs away. Then Iqama finish, he comes back as the salah starts. Salah starts, Nabi Sam says, he comes. He's coming, he's telling every one of us, udhkur kada. I don't think so, you really locked up the front gate. You know when you came for Isha namaz? Just quickly before, just check up, quickly go. He said, now you, in salah now, you don't know what was recited, you're not even concentrating. Yeah man, I left that one thing outside in the shop also. I must just tell the manager after namaz, I must finish, you know, before my witr salah, I must tell him. So he'll remind us of lot of things. Udhkur kada, udhkur kada. Things that never came in your mind, only salah time it's coming. So yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, those whisperings will come, simple. Don't fight those whisperings. Oh my Allah, you protect me. Oh my Allah, you protect me. Mullah Ali Qari rahimullah, so beautifully says, because this is something that people are confronted with, the whisperings of shaitan in different levels or different aspects, times of life. Sometimes certain people in the toilet, I'm not too sure whether I'm clean. Person is making wudu, I don't know if I wash my legs correctly. Then he'll start again his wudu, then the wudu is carrying on. Yeah, I'm not too sure man, I think so, you know, I need to go back into the toilet. So all those whisperings that will come, sometimes a person is doubting, man, I don't know, man, maybe I don't have iman, maybe my salah is not accepted, and maybe Allah doesn't love me, na'udhu billah. So beautifully, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi, he says that a thief, as-sariqu la yadkhulu al-bayt al-khaliyah, the thief never goes and breaks into an empty house. فَكَذَا الشَّيْطَان. Similar is shaitan. He's not going to look for an empty heart. لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَوْفَ الْخَالِيَةِ. If he is attacking you with his whisperings, is because you've got something with you. Why is he troubling you? Because Allah has accepted your salah. Why is he troubling you? You got iman. He's putting those whisperings. You see, you sure you believe in Allah. How can there be life after death? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the life of your mother. Come on man, there's so many other people. She was well, she wasn't even sick. And those whisperings will come from time to time in different aspects. I mean, so small son passed away. Only 12 years old now with COVID now. No one else is dying at that age. Now why your son had to go? You think that's Allah's system? Na'udhu billah. All these doubts and waswasas and shak and shukuk and doubts that would come. How do we repel it? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself says, when shaitan comes with his whisperings, Just say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. That's all. The topic and the discussion finishes there. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا يَا اللَّهِ, you help me. You help me, and you are the only being that can help me. And this next dua is an amazing dua. Comes in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم رب السماوات السبع وما أضلت. أمي الله رب السماوات السبع. The Rub of the seven skies. رب السماوات السبع. The seven skies. Ya Allah, you created seven skies to reach the first sky, 500 years journey. And then from sky to sky again another 500 years journey. وَمَا يَاللَّهُ وَمَا أَظَلَّتْ. And whatever it has overshadowed, meaning everything it gives shadow to, وَمَا يَاللَّهُ, you are the Rabb of it. And وَرَبَّ الْأَرْضِينَ وَمَا أَقَلَّتْ, you are the Rabb of the earth, not one, seven. وَمَا أَقَلَّتْ, and whatever it holds up. The earth is holding up, whatever it is holding up, skyscrapers, the waters of the ocean, the mountains, it's holding all of that. Ya Allah, you are allowing the earth to hold all of that weight. What's difficult that I am able to withstand that waswasa of shaitan? وَرَبَّ الشَّيَاطِينِ وَمَا أَضَلَّتْ. Umay, Ya Allah, you are the Rabb of the shayateen. Ya Allah, you created him. Ya Allah, you created shaitan. وَمَا أَضَلَّتْ, and whatever evil he spreads, whatever evil shaitan spreads, O my Allah, you are the creator, you know what's happening. Now that Allah who has created the seven skies, the seven heavens, the seven earths and shayateen, ins, jinn, that Allah who has created this present temporary home of us which is called earth, earth, they say, which is the third planet from the sun. It's the third planet from the sun. It's the fifth largest planet in the solar system. But this earth can fit 1.3 million times approximately in the sun. So this earth, which is so small, and the solar system, and everything beyond that, Ya Allah, you create, I'm so small compared to that creation of that sun. The earth fits 1 million times. How small am I? How many times will I fit into the earth? I'm so small, O my Allah. You're so vast. Your creation and your qudrat is beyond my comprehension. Ya Allah, what's difficult? Kun li jaram min sharri khalqika ajma'in. Ya Allah, you become my protector against the evil of all your creation. All your creation, whoever. Someone wants to hijack me, someone wants to steal from me, someone wants to... Whoever has an evil eye, even shaitan. Ya Allah, you created all of that. What's difficult for Allah to become our protector? Nothing. أَيَّفْرُطَ عَلَيَّ أَحَدٌ مِّنْهُمْ أَوْ أَيَّطَغَى. That any one of them transgresses or hurts me. Any one of them. If any one of them wants to hurt and attack me, Ya Allah, you protect me. Azza jaruk. Now kun li jaran. Jaran means protector. Azza jaruk. Your protection is indeed the strongest. Azza. Azza wa jal. Azza means strong. Azza jaruk. Watabarakasmuk. Ismuk in Arabic you say masmuk. What's your name? Watabarakasmuk. Umay Allah, your name is full of blessings. Your name is full of blessings. So this is such a great dua. We are imploring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, you have created such a vast system, simple for you to become my protector against shaitan. Now when we implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with such words, remember, one is we can pick up our hands and say, oh my Allah, protect me. Protect me and help me against shaitan. Alhamdulillah, it's a dua. No doubt, inshallah, Allah will accept it. But what better and easier that we implore Allah with the words of His most beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because that was the code breaker. The words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would crack anything. His, the selection of his words have hidayat in it, have reason, have benefit in it. It's given a message to us. So this is a very potent, a strong dua. We should try and learn it whenever there is, we confronted with any of these waswasas, recite this. Allahumma rabba samawati sab'i wa ma adhallat, till the end of the dua. One more dua, also in the ahadith. This is part of a dua. There is, the dua is a little bit lengthier than this. We just put that portion, which is for our topic for today. Wa a'udhu bik means we can add to this, Allahumma inni a'udhu bik. Or Rabbi a'udhu bik. We can add, Allahumma inni, or Rabbi a'udhu bik. No problem. So, wa a'udhu bik. I seek your protection. Min wasawisi sadri. From the whispers of the heart. From the waswasa of the heart. Ya Allah, the heart every now and then whisperings are coming. Wa shatatil amr. And from my affairs becoming complicated. Ask those people who are in, who are soaked, or who are deep in waswasas. They can't come out. They're so deep in, we may feel it's so simple. Mola, make wudu and come read namaz. What's the big story? What you mean wudu not finished and what's not wet? I wash it, finish and come and read. But when the mind is gone deep into it, now it's hard to come out. The matters are really complicated. To make wudu is like a mission. To go toilet, Allahu Akbar. That's like, you know, like a mammoth task to go toilet. Some will eat less so they don't have to go toilet. Because that waswasa just carries on troubling them in the toilet. Don't want to eat. Now all of this, look at in the du'as of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Min wasawisi sadr wa shatatil amr. First thing is you have to plug those whisperings. Finished, wa shatatil amr. They won't be complicated matters. Wa fitnatil qabr. It can lead to a fitna in the qabr, means the difficulties of the grave. If any person is facing any issues with these things, one is Mullah Yunus Patel, Rahmatul Ali, had authored the kitab, Combating the Whisperings of Shaitan. That's a very valuable read. And then immediately seek the help of some pious person to say, Mulana, I'm going through this issue. How do I overcome this? How do I sort it out? The moment we leave it, then it's really going to become beyond us. Then you feel you soaked and you deep and you can't come out. And before it becomes too late, seek the help. Nothing is difficult. Nothing is difficult. One incident, Imam Razi rahimahullah, he was a great mufassir, great scholar, absolutely great. Now shaitan can come in different forms. So in the throes of death, on deathbed, shaitan came to him. He said, "Oh Imam," and he put forward an objection. So Imam Razi gave him the answer. So he countered it. He gave him the answer. To and fro that carried on. Every answer Imam Razi rahimullah gave him, shaitan had an answer. And he carried on. And now he's getting a little bit fed up now. You see, I'm giving him every scholarly academic answer possible in the book. But he's breaking it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with the vision of his ustad. His ustad came in front of him. When the ustad came in front of him, then the ustad is telling him, "Oh Imam," meaning he reminded him of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ista'idh billah." Don't give him answers. Just ask, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim." Imam Razi said, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim." Shaitan went away. Simple thing. He brought every complicated question to him. But when he said, "A'udhu billah," shaitan turned around. He said, "Oh, he's got the greatest protection. His private protector is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't tell him anything now." So shaitan left. So such a simple thing. Just turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu grant us the tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.